Could you both speak to what you think this moment means to this team, short term, big picture, all of that sort of stuff? How big of a moment is this in history?
Yeah, it's big, of course. It feels good. We're obviously not done. This isn't the end. We haven't reached anything, but it feels good to do it with this group. You know, we've been through stuff all season for a lot of years, even, you know, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of negative stuff. So it feels great to have this feeling right now, and you know, obviously adversity in this series, being down 3-2, you know, going into LA, grinding one out, coming home, and finding a way. So yeah, it feels good.
Mike?
Yeah, I mean, it's an experience, right? It's an experience that that you can gain confidence from, and obviously being down and never panicking, going to LA and playing a really solid hockey game to get it back to home ice into game seven, and then playing our best game of the series in the biggest moment. You can't help but gain confidence from that, and obviously getting through the first round has been kind of a crook here for a little while. So I think it's a big boost for this group.
Leon, can you just go through and tell us as much as you feel free to describe your whole injury situation, what you went through, all that?
I'm fine.
Thank you.
Mike, maybe you could, there's two guys. Connor McDavid really took this team in his back the last two games, and the guy next to you played 22 minutes tonight, and when the game started, it looked like he could barely skate. I guess I'd just ask you to comment on their last couple of games here.
I mean, our best players have been our best players this series. And if you want to win, if you want to get through one of the hardest rounds to get through, your best player has got to be at their top of their game or better. And both guys were horses for us, and they were leaders, and everyone else followed and did their jobs. And like we talked about it, it's not just on Connor and Leon, but they sure did a heck of a job to get us pushed in the right direction, and a lot of other guys just filled in the gaps and got the job done. But you know, a tremendous effort by both guys to kind of boost us in the right direction, and like I said, when the game was on the line, those guys were there playing their best hockey.
Leon, it seems like there's a hump in the first round that every team has to figure out how to get past. You know, we've just watched the Leafs tonight. They've got such a good team, and for some reason, they can't get over that hump. You guys have had a couple cracks here, and now you get past it. Is there something more than just winning a round here? Is there something that you've accomplished that you've been trying to get at for a while?
Well, I mean, you got to win the first round to advance, right? That's where it starts. 16 teams that are really, really good teams. So it's tough to get past that first round. We saw it in our series. LA is, it's a really good team, you know, but stuck with it, you know, grinded and eventually, you know, ended up being successful. So, yeah, I mean, that first series is a tough one. Every series is obviously tough, but getting over that hump feels good right now. But like I said before, you know, we plan on, you know, continuing to play for a while.
Leon, can you, you've been with Connor every step of the way here. Can you just give me your impressions on what you saw from him these last two games specifically, just in his overall play?
Yeah, I mean, he's the best player in the world. And I think he showed that in the last two games. And I think it's not skill. It's not, there's lots of skill obviously with him. That's a given, but it's the will, right? You can see it in his eyes. You can feel it every shift that he's out there. He's determined, and there's just no way that he or us, we were going to be denied, right? So he led the way. He was amazing. So great job by him.
Mike, you sat there after game one and just kind of owned what happened, and since then it's been so good and so steady for you. How much, you know, does your experience, you know, how much did that help you just sort of push through and put you where you are right now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it helps. Mistakes are going to happen. Obviously you don't want to cost your team a game in the playoffs, but it was what it was. It wasn't going to change. So it's just about moving on and you know, making sure you put your money where your mouth was the next game and tried to battle back. But, you know, that's on a personal level. As a team, we grabbed it. You know, we grabbed it. We played our best hockey in the most important games of the series. I mean, every game is important, but when you're down 3-2 going into opponent's building and you come out with a win and you come back home and play the way we did tonight, it showed a lot about this team and how we came together as a group and played. But it was easy to play hard for this group tonight, obviously, and throughout the whole course of the series. It's a great group to be around, and it's been a pleasure to play with these guys all season long and battle with them. And it's put us into a position where we're moving on to the second round, and anything can happen. You just got to believe in what you got here, and we've battled through some adversity in the series and you know, overcame that, and that can only work in your favor. And, you know, like I said before, build confidence moving forward.
For Leon over here, you guys fought off elimination in game 6, like Mike was saying. You come out here and you brought out a game that looked like it could beat anybody. Do you think that maybe something is clicking here and teams talk about finding out what it takes to win and all that? You can't imagine this doesn't make you guys a stronger team moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've done it all year, though. We've faced a lot of adversity all season. You know, there's a lot of ups and downs, a lot of people that counted us out long before the playoffs started, and we grabbed it. And I think that's you know, that shows what kind of a group we are. You know, we're a tight group. We love playing for each other. We know that there's nights where we're not at our best, but it's adversity, and I think this team does a really, really good job of facing adversity and coming out on top. And obviously, going into LA in game 6, you know, the season on the line, I thought we played a heck of a game, like Schmidty said, and then tonight again. So shows a lot of character.
And for Mike, I know you haven't been here for a lot of the downtime and such, but did you get a sense of relief in that building? Like, all playoff crowds are good, but that was something pretty special down the last 5 minutes here.
I mean, unbelievable, to be honest. I don't think I've ever heard a building so loud and crazy in all my career. And I've been in the playoffs a couple times and been in some wild buildings, but that was pretty incredible to be a part of. And, you know, the last couple of years with no fans it's sucked, to be honest, and even, you know, not getting through, but just playing with nobody in the building, it was disappointing. But like I said, to win a game 7 at home in front of your home fans that are gave us a boost right from the drop of the puck was an incredible feeling, and one you'll, you know, grasp onto and hopefully take us into the second round with the same momentum.
Mike, you've played a long time in the NHL. I think you're the first player in NHL history to play over 600 games regular season and finally get to a game 7. I know your two boys are here. Can you talk about just, like, enjoying the moment? Like, game 7s obviously are rare for some people to get into, and then you pitch a shutout to boot.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I wasn't really approaching it like a game 7. I know it was an important game, but I just wanted to be calm in there and for our group. It was pretty calm in there, to be honest, with the way we played. You know, we like I said, we played our best game in the most important game of the series, which was tonight. When it was easy to get caught up in the emotions of the game with how loud the rink was. But like I said, we used that energy in a good way tonight and really, you know, really a determined effort by our group that we weren't going to be held without winning that hockey game. Obviously, you know, played on some good teams and played in the playoffs a little bit, but to play in a game 7 at home and to win is obviously a moment that we'll all remember for a long time. And just the energy in here and this group of guys that I said, you know, has been a special group all season long, but there's a lot of work left to do. It's and obviously we want to enjoy this. It's like to get through the first round is difficult. Obviously, it's been a while here, but we want to enjoy it and then prepare ourselves for another big test in the second round.
Leon, Mike talked about how your best players have to be your best players, but in a series, you always need some guys to step up. And Cody Ceci tonight not only scored a goal, but, like, you guys had some really good chances, and he buried his. And, you know, you're a guy who's scored a few. Just talk about Ceci's game and overall, but just the importance of that goal for your team at that moment.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's just so steady, right? Like, steady Eddie. He's so good at what he does. You just know every single day what you're gonna get from Cecil. sorry. but yeah, it's amazing for a guy like him to step up the way he has all playoffs. Really, the whole first round, all season. You know, he's been so steady, and then obviously for a guy like him to chip in offensively is big. And yeah, game winner in game seven, so good for him.
Mike, this might seem like a stupid or maybe obvious question, but what makes Connor McDavid so dangerous in the offensive zone and especially in these last two games?
I mean, I could be here for a long time telling you all the things he can do, but like Connor touched on, he was a determined player and a player that you could see in his face that he wanted it more than anybody else in the ice. And everyone else just kind of jumped on his back and followed his lead. But he can change direction so fast. He's got unbelievable vision. He can shoot the puck quick. He can find players that are open. I mean, he's a special talent. But when you can raise your level of play after what he's done in the regular season to what he's done in the playoffs now, it's easy to jump on board and give it everything you have for, you know, a captain like that and a leader, and everyone followed his lead.
Leon, and you said earlier in the series how much Todd McClellan kind of meant to your early part of your career in this team. Looked like you had a pretty meaningful conversation with him in the handshake line. Would you be willing to share what you guys talked
about? Yeah, I mean, he just congratulated me, or us, I guess. You know, I have obviously a really good relationship with Todd. Kind of brought me into the league and learned a lot under his time here in Edmonton, and you know, great coach. You could see it, you know, his teams are playing well for him, so really good coach, really good person. So yeah, it was obviously nice to beat him, no secret about that, but
sorry, mic's off. Mike touched a little bit on the energy in the building tonight, but I wanted to get your perspective too. What does this feel like?
It's everything. It's what we play for, right? Game seven at home. You can't write this any better. You know, these people are clearly very passionate, very obvious. there you go. But it's great doing it for them. Obviously, we play within our group. We play for each other, in our team, for our guys in the room. But we also do it for the city. You know, we do it for the fans, the people that support us, that spend a lot of money watching us in these games and really cheering us on when it's not going so well or when it's not going our way. So it's a great feeling to be able to take that step and do it partly for them as well.
And Mike, you played for the Flames for a while. Would you prefer Calgary or Dallas in the next round?
I don't really care.